Hello, and welcome to CS News. Today in the studio, we have Merit Technician and President of Carter College's Solar Green Club, Chris Catron.
Hello, everyone.
As well as Chris Eckley, a psychology major and member of Solar Green.
How's it going, guys?
We are discussing the Solar Bike and Go-Kart race that took place on March 20th on the Neosho campus. A lot of preparation went into this race. Would you mind telling us how long it took to make this race a reality and what work went into the preparations?
It was the culmination of several semesters of work, digging through the junk piles that we had from the previous two decades of solar racing in general. Basically, seven teams, seven competitors, myself and one or two others per team would build a vehicle from their ideas and the junk that we had.
It took probably several months just to get everything going. What was it, like two semesters for us just to get everything organized and ready for our bikes to be fit to even, you know, run properly without breaking down. So there was a lot of preparation work.
Trial and error,
that's what it was.
All right. And the race consisted of two parts. The first was a drag race, which measured the speed of the vehicles. You, Catron, were the winner of the race, correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the experience?
Well, it's pretty wild being on a rickety three-wheeled machine that you built as light as possible, engineered it to where it's almost going to break, and then to put it in full throttle mode immediately. It's pretty exhilarating because there's a risk factor there. Gets the adrenaline going.
All right. And as for the second race, this was all about endurance, testing the vehicle to its limits. You, Eckley, were the winner of this race. Would you mind telling a little bit about your experience as well?
Not at all. It was actually quite fun. Just to get to the point was a tough task, like just waiting for the race to happen. My vehicle broke down several times before the race. I actually missed the drag race because my tire went flat as we were doing practice laps, so I'd missed the first race. And then so after I got my tire put back in, I plugged it and got everything ready to go on a full charge ready for the endurance race. I took 50 laps on a half-mile course, so that was 25 miles without any interruptions. And if my tires wouldn't have went flat again a second time, two of them the second time, I probably would have went further.
It's about a two-hour time frame, so we're cruising along pretty good.
The race started early that morning, and from what I heard, it lasted a fairly long time. How early did the race begin, and around what time did it finish?
Well, the races actually started in the afternoon, but the preparations took all day. We started prepping in the morning. I think we started the race about 1:30, and it lasted till sundown.
Okay. Were the reasons it took so long to complete?
The race itself took a long time because we run as long as there's sun. We don't run out of fuel, we run out of sun. And as long as the sun's up, our vehicles have an energy source. So the race continued until the sun went down.
And then after the sun goes down, only some vehicles have battery power, and you can only go so far until that battery runs dead. We're not running on any other components except sunlight and electricity, stored electricity.
Absolutely.
How successful do you feel the race was in the end? Do you intend to hold another next year?
I think that it was a great success. Our local news, KSN, NBC affiliate, came out and filmed the race and interviewed several of us and gave us a good spot on their morning show to get the news out. And we've had several calls to the Merit Center about solar technology spurred on by the race being broadcast on the news channel. As far as next year, yeah, we'd love to have another race next year. It just depends on if the interest continues to be high as the racers are graduating. Several of them are graduating this coming May. So it's hard to say right now whether we're going to have enough contestants and interested parties for another race next year, but I certainly hope so.
I mean, I can definitely say that even though I am graduating, after graduating Crowder, you still get that one free class per semester. So I'm going to take that and go back into another solar alternative energies course, and then I'm going to re-enter into the solar program, and I'm going to try and stay involved with it for as long as I can. I'm already building another alternative solar-powered go-kart for myself at home, so I may be putting that one in the race next year.
Yeah, Mr. Eckley makes a great point. Anybody that wants to be in the solar/merit club we are expanding to include all of the merits facets. But anybody that wants to be in the club, all they have to do is have one credit hour and, you know, one course, one credit hour. As long as you're enrolled in any course in at Crowder, then you can be in the club.
And any new members are welcome. I mean, we're non-biased, we're non-discriminatory, we're all brothers.
Yeah, that's sisters. For you, ladies.
We need more women in the program. We need some representatives.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Good luck with your future plans, and thank you both for coming in to speak with us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you,
James.
All right. This is James Walls signing off for CS News.